नमस्सर्वेभ्यः। अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः तत्पुरुषसमासप्रकरणे षष्ठः पाठः, फेब्रवरी मासस्य नवमः दिनाङ्कः। येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। समासान्ताः अधीयमानाः सन्ति। सो विल जस्ट डू अ क्विक रीकैप ऑफ द समासान्तास्। ओके, अग्राख्यायाम् उरसः, अहं शब्दविषयः समाप्तः। अग्राख्यायाम् उरसः इति उरस् शब्दः, उरशब्दान्तस्य तत्पुरुषसमासस्य टच् भवति। अग्राख्यायां नाम मुख्यवाचित्वे यदा उरस् शब्दः मुख्यत्वं द्योतयति, उदाहरणम् अश्वोरसम् अश्वानाम् उरः इव, अर्थात् मुख्यः अश्वः इत्यर्थे टच् समासान्तः। अनोष्मायस्सरसां जातिसंज्ञयोः अनस् अश्मन् अयस् सरस् इति चत्वारः शब्दाः। तत्पुरुषे यदा एते शब्दाः उत्तरपदत्वेन श्रूयन्ते तदा टच् इति समासान्तः भवति। जातिसंज्ञयोः जातिवाचित्वे तथा संज्ञावाचित्वे उपानसम् अमृताश्वः, कालायसम् मण्डूकसरसम् इति जातिवाचकानाम् उदाहरणम्। महानसादयः संज्ञावाचकानाम् इति दृष्टम्। ग्रामकौटाभ्यां च तक्ष्णः, तक्षन् शब्दः ग्रामकौटपूर्वः, ग्रामशब्दः पूर्वपदत्वेन अथवा कौटशब्दः पूर्वपदत्वेन अस्ति चेत् टच् भवति। ग्रामतक्षः कौटतक्षः, तक्षन् इत्यत्र नस्तद्धिते इत्यनेन टेः लोपः। ग्रामतक्षः साधारणः इत्यर्थः, तथैव कौटतक्षः इत्यत्र स्वतन्त्रः इत्यर्थः दृष्टः। अतेष्युनः, अति इत्यस्मात् परस्य श्वन् शब्दस्य तदन्तस्य तत्पुरुषस्य टच् भवति। अतिश्वः इति उदाहरणम्। अतिश्वन् नस्तद्यते इति लोपः, तथैव स्त्रीलिङ्गे टच् इत्यस्य टित्वात् टिड्ढाण इत्यनेन ङीप् भवति अतिश्वी। उषा,
हेलो,
हाँ, यू हैव अ क्वेश्चन?
या, सर, अमृताश्म इज इट अमृतः अश्मः अथवा अश्मा?
अश्मा, नो, अमृतम् अश्मन् अश्मा, अश्मन् इज पुल्लिंग, और इज इट, यस, इट इज पुल्लिंग, सो इट शुड बी अश्मा, अश्मानौ अश्मानः, लाइक राजा।
सो प्रथम एक वचन इज अश्मा,
अश्मा, अमृतः अश्मा।
धन्यवाद।
हाँ, there is also another question by Priya. For anoshmaya sarasam jati samyayoh, what are the other possibilities besides jati and samya? See, there are possibilities where it is simply avayava artha can hold good. For example, you can say kathinaha ashma. Okay. I mean, you just say it's a hard rock, but it is neither jati. You're not referring to a particular class of this, or it is not the name of something. So there you would not have this. Say krishnaha ashma. Or anything. Ayaha. Whatever you have. Say krishnaha, krishnamayaha, or whatever. So, if it is not referring to jati or samnya, it can be the avayava padartha. It will depend on what is the padartha you want. Say manoharam saraha can be manohara saraha, where you will not have the samasanta, etc. Yes, Usha?
Amrutashma, what is the exact meaning here?
It's a particular kind of stone. I mean, what we call Amrutashila is a marble stone, generally.
Or not the holy stone or anything like that?
No. It's a kind of stone. It's just a type of stone.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? So there's another question as a follow-up for that. So can it can be a samasa also? Does not have these words as jati or samnya. Example, bahuvrihi. See, in bahuvrihi, there is no prapti at all. I mean, you cannot give bahuvrihi as a counter example to this because this refers only to tatpurusha. In a tatpurusha samasa, if it is jati vachaka or samnya vachaka, we have samasanta. If it is not, we do not. In bahuvrihi, we will not have at all. Okay. So, it's because the Prakarana itself is Tatpurusha Samasantaha. In Bahuvrihi, yes, we will not have a Samasa. If he who worships a particular stone. I mean, whatever you do a Samasa. If it is Bahuvrihi, Praptiheva Nasti. If it is Tatpurusha, then it is restricted. If the Samasta Pada is a Jati Vachaka or a Samnya Vachaka, we have Samasanta, otherwise no. So, upamanad apranishu. Shvan shabdaha. Purvapadam upamanavachakam bhavati cheta. Tatrapi tat samasantaha bhavati. Akarshashvaha. Akarshaha shva iva. There is a typing error here. Akarsha panchangulo dharvisheshaha. Iti uptam. A particular wooden instrument. So, if it is shaped like a dog, you have the upamanavachaka. And therefore, there is touch. Apranishu. Praniwasakam upamanam chet nabhavati. Yatha vanaraha shvaiva, vanarashva itseva. Apraniwasaka upamanam chet touch bhavati. Uttara mrigapurvacha sakshaha. Upamana aditya penuvartate. Upamana vachakat uttara mrigapurvat parasya shak sakthi shabdaha. Sakthi is the joint, the thigh bone. Tadantat tatpurushat tach bhavati ikarasya asyeti chayati lopaha phalakam iva sakthi phalaka saktham evam uttara saktham mruga saktham purva saktham navo dvigoho nau shabdantaha dvigusamasaha tatra tach bhavati dvinava nau a jasthite avadeshaha dvinava rupyaha panchanava priyaha ityani tathaiva ardhacha ityanena Ardhat parasya paraha yatra naushabdaha tat purushe tatrapi tach ardhanavam. Kharyaha pracham. Khari shabdaha dvigusamase tatha ardha shabde purvapade tach vikalpena bhavati pracham iti uktatvat tachisati dvikharam tadabhave dvikhari evam ardhakaram ardhakari. Dvitribhyam anjalehe anjali shabdaha Purvapadatvena dvi athava tri. Tatrapi vikalpena pracham iti anuvartate. Vikalpena tach bhavati dvyanjalam dvyanjali triyanjalam triyanjali. Brahmano janapadakhyayam. Brahman shabdanta tatpurushasya ಜಾನಪದ ಆಖ್ಯಾಯಂ, ಸಮಸ್ತ ಪದೇನ ಯದಿ ಜಾನಪದಂ ಆಖ್ಯಾಯತೆ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಪ್ರಿಫರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಎ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ಆರ್ ಅ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ಟಚ್ ಭವತಿ. ಸುರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಕುಮಹದ್ಭ್ಯಾಂ ಅನ್ಯತರಸ್ಯಾಂ, ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಪ್ರಿಸೀಡೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಕು ಅಂಡ್ ಮಹತ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅನ್ ಆಪ್ಷನಲ್ ಟಚ್. ಕುಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಕುಬ್ರಹ್ಮ, ಮಹಾಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಮಹಾಬ್ರಹ್ಮ. ಹಿಯರ್ ಎಂಡ್ಸ್ ದ ಸಮಾಸಾಂತಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ತತ್ಪುರುಷ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಟು ತತ್ಪುರುಷ. ತತ್ಪುರುಷ ಸಮಾಸೇ ವಿಶಿಷ್ಯ ಯೇ ಸಮಾಸಾಂತಾಃ ತೇ ದೃಷ್ಟಾಃ. ಸೊ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ದ ಪ್ರಕರಣ ಡಿವಿಯೇಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಸಮಾಸಾಶ್ರಯ ವಿಧಿ. ಐ ಶುಡ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ ಈಚ್ ಸಮಾಸ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವಿದಿನ್ ಈಚ್ ಸಮಾಸ ಪ್ರಕರಣ, ಸೇ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅವ್ಯಯಿ ಭಾವ ಆರ್ ತತ್ಪುರುಷಾರ್ ಬಹುವ್ರೀಹಿ, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇನಿಷಿಯಲಿ ದ ಸಮಾಸ ವಿಧಾಯಕ ಸೂತ್ರಸ್, ದೆನ್ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಸಮಾಸ ಅಂತಸ್, ದೆನ್ ದೆರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಸೂತ್ರಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಸೇ ಸಮಾಸಾಶ್ರಯ ವಿಧಿ, ವಿಧೀಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡ್ ಆನ್ ಅ ಸಮಾಸ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಅದರ್ ಪ್ರಕ್ರಿಯ ಕಾರ್ಯಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ವಿದಿನ್ ಅ ಸಮಾಸ. Then we will have rules related to linga, vachana, etc. Everything within the prakarana. Small subsections within. And finally again we have sarva samasa ashraya vidhi, sarva samasa anta, etc. In general samasa antas which apply across samasas or vidhis which apply across samasas, etc. So now the small subtopic of samasa antas within tatpurusha is over. So from mahat he moves on to samasa ashraya vidhi. That is some karyas which depend on a samasa, on it being a samasa. Uttarapade is the adhikara which goes here. Alug uttarapade etc. Uttarapade pare karyam bhavati. Ataha samase eva bhavitum arhati. An mahata samana adhikarana jatiya yoho. Mahataha at akaradesha bhavati. Samana adhikarana samase jatiya pratyecha pare. Samana adhikarane uttarapade jatiyecha pare. ಇದಾನಿಂ ಮಹತ್ ಮಹಾನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇತಿ ವಿಗ್ರಹ. ಸೊ ತತ್ರ ಮಹತಃ ಅಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಸ್ಥಾನೆ ಆತ್ವೆ ಸವರ್ಣದೀರ್ಘೆ ಮಹಾಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇತಿ ಭವತಿ. ತತ್ ಸಮಾಸಾಂತಃ ಮಹಾಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಮಹಾಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇತಿ ರೂಪದ್ವಯಂ. ಮಹಾದೇವ ಮಹಾನ್ ದೇವ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರಾಪಿ ತಥೈವ. ಯತ್ರ ಯತ್ರ ಕರ್ಮಧಾರಯೇ ಮಹತ್ ಶಬ್ದ ಶ್ರೂಯತೆ ತತ್ರ ಕರ್ಮಧಾರಯೇ ಬಹುವ್ರೀಹವ್ವ ಸಮಾನಾಧಿಕರಣ ಉತ್ತರಪದಂ ಇತಿ ಉಕ್ತತ್ವಾತ್ ಬಹುವ್ರೀಹಾವಪಿ ಭವತಿ ಕರ್ಮಧಾರಯೇಪಿ ಭವತಿ. ಮಹಾದೇವ ಮಹಾಜಾತೀಯ ಜಾತೀಯರ್ ಇತಿ ತದ್ಧಿತ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಪರೇಪಿ ಭವತಿ. ಸಮಾನಾಧಿಕರಣೇ ಕಿಂ ಮಹತಃ ಸೇವಾ, ಮಹತ್ ಸೇವಾ ಅಥವಾ ಮಹತಾಂ ಸೇವಾ, ದ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಇತಿ ಸಮಾಸೆ ಷಷ್ಠೀ ತತ್ಪುರುಷೇ ಸಾಮಾನಾಧಿಕರಣ್ಯಂ ನಾಸ್ತಿ ಇತ್ಯತಃ ಆತ್ವಂ ನ ಭವತಿ ಮಹತ್ ಸೇವಾ. ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮಹಾಸೇವಾ, ಮಹಾಸೇವಾ ಇತಿ ಪದಂ ಭವಿತು ಅರ್ಹತಿ, ಕಿಂತು ವಿಗ್ರಹ ಮಹತೀ ಸೇವಾ, ಸೇವಾ ಏವ ಯತ್ರ ಮಹತಿ ತದಾ ಮಹಾಸೇವಾ ಇತಿ ಭವತಿ. ಸೇವಿತಃ ಅರ್ಥಾತ್ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸೇವಾ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ಸಹ ಯದಿ ಮಹಾನ್ ತರ್ಹಿ ಮಹತಃ ಸೇವಾ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಮಹತ್ ಸೇವಾ. ಸೊ ಮಹಾಸೇವಾ ಇಸ್ ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್ ಬಟ್ ದ ವಿವಕ್ಷ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಮಹಾಸೇವಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಮಹತ್ ಸೇವಾ. Yes. Yes, Usha?
No, sorry, that was a mistake.
Okay. So there is a question. Does Samanadhikarana always imply Samasa? No, Samanadhikarana does not imply Samasa. You can have Samanadhikaranya in a Vakya. When you are saying, say, Mahan Devaha, it is samanadhikaranya. Samanadhikaranya simply says that the adhikarana, that is the substance, the padartha which they are referring to is the same. When you are saying, say, whatever, neelam kamalam, the padartha of neela is the same as the padartha of kamala. That is the samana adhikarana. Both of them refer to the same thing. That is samanadhikaranya. It can happen. But alug uttarapade is the adhikara here. Uttarapade pare. So, samanadhikarane uttarapade. Uttarapada can happen only in a samasa. Lakshanikam vihaya tanmahat iti samaso grahishyate chet mahabahuhu nasyat. So that is what the samanadhikarana implies, that it can happen both in karmadharaya and bahuvrihi. Mahan mahantau bahu yasya saha mahabahuhu iti bahuvrihi tatrape atvam ishyate. If we don't have the samanadhikarana, if you just say an mahataha, san mahat paramottam utkrishtaha pujyamanaihi ityatra vishishya mahat shabdasya samasaha vihitaha. Tasmin samase eva atvam ityukte bahuvrihau na siddhyati. Ateva paninina samanadhikarane iti prayuktam. Tasmat samanadhikarana grahana samarthyat. Because Panini has specified samanadhikarana, we know that lakshana pratipadoktayoho pratipadoktasyaiva grahanam iti paribhasha neha pravartate. So that paribhasha will not apply here. So paribhasha means where there is pratipadoktatva, there is specifically a term being told. Say for example, mahat, where in a samasa vidhayaka sutra, the word mahat is told. So that would be pratipadokta. But he says that will not operate here. Samanadhikarana grahana samarthyat. Because of the grahana of samanadhikarana in the sutra. So we did till here. At iti yoga vibhagad atvam. Prag ekadashabhyaha iti nirdeshadva ekadashaha. Ekadasha iti samasaha asti. So, ekamcha dashacha. 1 and 10, which is 11, ekadasha. Tatra ekashabdasya katham dirghaha iti prashna. How do we have ekadasha? It should be ekadasha. Like we have ekavimshatihi, ekatrimshat, etc. It says, at iti yoga vibhagat atvam. Anmahataha ityatra, at iti yoga vibhagaha kriyate. At iti ekam sutram. Mahata samanadhikarana jatiye yoho iti aparam. So, prathama sutre, kimapina nirdishtam, kasya atvam bhavati iti, at ityeva sutram. Yatra ishyate, tatra atvam bhavati. Always remember, yoga vibhagaha ishta siddhyarthaha. Yoga vibhaga, that is splitting of a sutra, an existing sutra into two, is always to derive some desired form. Okay, so it will not operate everywhere. You cannot say just because we split the sutra as art, we apply it everywhere and get atra everywhere. Yatra shishta prayogaha, yatra pramanam, tatra iva bhavati. Ataha art iti yoga vibhagam krutva, tena eka shabdasya atvam bhavati, ekadasha iti sadhayitum shakyate. But that is not a preferred way, because yoga vibhaga is a very limited, it cannot be used everywhere. So he says, prag ekadashabhyaha iti nirdeshadva. There is another direct this from Panini, where Panini himself uses the word ekadasha. We take Panini's nirdesha, that is his usage itself as pramana. So prag ekadashabhyaha iti nirdesha. Tatra Panini naiva ekadasha iti prayuktam. Tasmat ekadasha iti siddhyati. Mahati shabdasya pumvat karmadharaya iti pumvat bhave krite atvam mahajatiya. So, mahan jatiyaha iti pullinge mahajatiyaha iti bhavati. Strilinge api bhavati. Mahati jatiya iti sthite. Initially, we do something called pumvat bhava. We saw this pumvat karmadharaya jatiya deshiyeshu. We saw this in the karmadharaya samasa. So where there is a pumvad bhava, so there is a list which one. For a strilinga word, it becomes like a pullinga word. So mahati will initially be converted to mahat, that is the pratipadika of the pullinga form, pumvad bhava. So once we have mahat, then an mahataha ityanena atvam bhavati, maha jatiya iti rupam siddhyati. Mahataha atve ghasa kara vishishteshu upasankhyanam. Pumvadbhavascha iti vartikam. Okay, vartika adds on a few more things to the atva. Mahataha atve ghasa kara vishishteshu upasankhyanam. So we add these three. That is ghasa kara vishishta. Eshu uttarapadeshu mahat shabdasya atvam bhavati. Pumvadbhavopi bhavati. Yadi mahati shabdaha tarhi pumvadbhavopi bhavati. Asamanadhikaranyarthamidam. So this will apply even when there is no samanadhikarana. Samanadhikaranyam asti set, sutrena iva siddhyati. Yatra samanadhikaranyam nasti, tatra anena vartikena bhavati. Mahataha महत्या वा घासः महाघासः महतः घासः घास इज ग्रास द फोडर फॉर अ कौ और हॉर्स और व्हाटएवर महतः घासः सो फोडर फॉर अ ग्रेट इट कैन बी अश्व और वृषभ व्हाटएवर डिपेंडिंग ऑन द कॉन्टेक्स्ट व्हिच मींस इट शुड बी से गुड इन क्वालिटी एंड लार्ज इन whatever that is what is implied so mahatah ghasah iti sthite samanadhikarana samasah na shashti tat purushah tathapi anena vartikena artham bhavati mahaghasah eva mahatyah ghasah iti sthite pumvadbhavah bhavati atvam api bhavati mahaghasah ityeva rupam ubhayatra mahakarah mahatah karah mahatyah karah mahavishishtah So, Mahataha Vishishtaha or Mahatyaha Vishishtaha. What is the name? Adhikaha Ityarthaha. So, it means it is greater than a great. Mahataha Vishishtaha or Mahatyaha Vishishtaha. So, it is better than great. इत्यर्थे अस्य प्रयोगः इन ऑल दीस केसेस सामानाधिकरण्या भावेपि आत्वं भवति अष्टनः कपाले हविषि इति वार्तिकम् अष्टा कपालः सो इट्स वेरी अष्टनः कपाले सो व्हेन द वर्ड अष्टन इज फॉलोड बाय द वर्ड कपाला एंड व्हेन द समास इंडिकेट्स हविष दैट इज अ सैक्रिफिशियल ऑफरिंग Then we have Atva for Ashtan. Ashtan iti sthite nakarasya akaradeshaha. Ashta a savarna dirghe ashta. Ashta kapalaha. Ashta kapalaha purodashaha. So Havish which is samskara, which is refined in eight kapalas is called Ashta kapala. It's a particular kind of Havish. Ashtasu kapalesha samskutah purodashaha ityarthe. Tadhidarthe dvigu samasaha. Samskutam bhakshaha iti an, dvigor lukanapatye iti luk. So there is tadhitartha dvigu, ashtan kapala, then there is an and an is deleted. So we still have ashtan kapala. The nakara is replaced by akara. Gavicha yukte, ashtanaha iti anuvartate in the vartika. So when the word ashtan is followed by the word go. Okay. Tatrapi atvam bhavati. Goshabde pare. Yukta ityarthe gamye. Ashtanaha atvam syat iti vaktavyam ityarthaha. So, goshabde pare. When the word ashtan is followed by go. Yuktaha ityarthe gamye. Yuktaha is yoked or joined. So, ityarthe gamye. Ashtanaha atvam syat. Ashtagamam shakatam. Ashtagamam means that which is yoked to eight cows. Cows are oxen as is the this. So, ashtagamam shakatam. That is why he gives shakatam. That is a cart. A cart which is yoked to eight cows. So, goshabde pare yukte yuktaha ityarthe gamye. Ashtanaha atvam syat. Ashtagavam shakatam. Ashtau gavaha yasya iti bahuvrihihi. Achpratyanvav purvat samalomnaha ityatra. Achiti yoga vibhagat bahuvriha vapi achi. So there is the question on gava. It should be go. In go ityasmat achiti samasantaha bhavati. So he says it is yoga vibhagat. Nustutaha atra samasantam sadhaitum. Sutram nasti. Achpratyanvav purvat samalomnaha ityatra. Achiti yoga vibhagat. अच्च समासांतः भवति अष्टागवम् गो इत्यत्र समासांतः अत्र अष्टन इत्यत्र आत्वम् अष्टानां गवां समाहारः अष्टागवम् तद्युक्तत्वात् शकटम् अष्टागवम् इति वा सो यू कैन आल्सो डिराइव इट फ्रॉम अष्टागव अष्टानां गवां समाहारः अ ग्रुप ऑफ 8 काउस सो तद्युक्तत्वात् A cart which is yoked to this group of eight can be called as Ashtagavam. So there are two ways to derive this. there is a question. Ashtan has two alternate forms, Ashta and Ashta already. Does it? So why this sutra? The question is, since Ashtan has two alternate forms already, why the sutra? Ashta and Ashta. Ashtan does not have a form like Ashta. In Pratipadika is always Ashtan. Remember, so Prathama, Bahuvachane, Ashtau and Ashta. Okay, that is a Vibhakti form, but it will not apply to the Pratipadika. The Pratipadika here is just Ashtan. Ashtau, Ashta iti Rupadvayam Bhavati, Prathama Bahuvachane. That is also Atva for Ashtan, but that is Jasi Pare when followed by the Vibhakti, Vibhaktau Parataha. Okay, so that will not apply here at all. The Pratipadika here is Ashtan. So Uttarapade Parataha Atvam Ishyate. So the Atva for Ashtan, which is there, Ashtabhihi Tyadishu Ashtanaha Atvam Bhavati, Hindu Vibhaktau Parataha Eva. Dvyashtanaha Sankhyayam Abahuvri Hyashi Tyoho. So, a very, a sutra to derive a very popular or known forms. So, Trini Padani Santi, Dvyashtanaha, Dvi Ashtanaha, for Dvi and Ashtan, Sankhyayam. So, when it is followed by a Sankhyavachaka Uttarapada, Abahuvri Hyashi Tyoho. Not in Bahuvrihi and not in Ashiti. Okay, we will see that later. So, An Mahataha Ityataha At Iti Anuvartate At Syat. So, when the words Dvi or Ashtan are followed by a Sankhya Vachaka, not in Bahuvrihi and not Ashiti, so we have Atva, Dvaucha Dashacha, Dvi Dasha Ityasti, Dvi Ityatra Ikarasya, Akaradeshe, Dva Dasha. Dvyadhika dasha itiva. So you can either do a samasa as dvaucha dashacha iti dvanda samasaha athava dvyadhika ha dasha. So 10 plus 2. So 2 more than 10 ityartheva samasaha. So in both case we have dvi dasha. Dvi ityatra ikarasya atve dva dasha. Dva vimshatihi. Dva trimshat. Sarvatra dvi ityasya atvam bhavati. Dvashtana Sankhyayam Abahuvrishyashityohu Ityanena. Evam Dvavimshatihi. Ashtadasha. Ashtacha Dashacha. Athava Ashtadhikaha Dasha. So everywhere the samasa is like is similar. So Ashtan Ityatra Nakarasya Atvam Bhavati Ashtadasha. Ashtavimshatihi. Abahuvrishyashityohu Kim. Kimartham Nishedhaha. Dvavva Trayova, iti Bahuvrihi Samasa. Tatra Dvitraha ityo bhavati, Atvam na bhavati. Even though 3 is a Sankhya Vachaka, Abahuvrihi iti Uktatvat, Atvam na bhavati. Dvyashitihi, Dvi Ashitihi, Dvashitihi iti na Dvyashitihi, Yanadeshe Dvyashitihi, Tatrapi Atvam nasti. Prakshatad iti Vastavyam. So he says it is before Shata. That is till Shata, Sankhyayam Atvam Bhavati. So Neha Dvishatam. Dvigunitam Shatam Dvishatam. So Dvishatam Ityatra Atvam Nasti. Dvisahasram Ityatra Api Na. Similarly, Ashtashatam Ashtasahasram Ityadishu Atvam Na Bhavati. So before 100, when it is followed by a number, we have Atva. Tres Trayaha. So for Dvi and Ashtan, there is Atva. Trehe Trayaha. Tri Shabdasya. Trayas iti Adeshaha Bhavati. Trehe Trayaha. Iti Sutram. Dvyashtanaha Sankhyayam ityataha. Sankhyayam Abahuvrishyashityohu iti Purna Anuvartate. Both Sankhyayam and Abahuvrishyashityohu is taken as Anuvratti. So Tri Shabdasya Trayas Syat Purva Vishaye. So the same thing. When followed by a Sankhya, not in Bahuvrihi, not when followed by Ashiti. Trayodasha, Tridasha, Jastite, Trayas, Iti Adeshaha. So how do we get Trayodasha? Trayas, Dasha, Ityasti. How do we get Trayodasha? Yes, we replace 3 with Trayas. Okay, Trayaha Tera Trayas Siti Adeshaha. So, Sasajushoruhu Ittenena Rutvam. So, Trayas Dasha it is Siti, Traya R Dasha. Padante Sakarasi Rutvam Bhavati, Traya R Dasha. Hashita Ittenena Uttvam. Da Dakaraha Hashvaranaha. So, we have Traya U Dasha. Adgunaha ityanena gune trayodasha evameva trayovimshatihi trimshat shabde trayas trimshat. So there is visarga and there is sakara again. Karavasanayo visarjaniyaha ityanena visargaha punaha visarjaniyasya saha ityanena sakaraha trayas trimshat. So trayodasha trayovimshatihi bahuvrihau tu trirdasha Tridashaha. So in Bahuvrihi there is no Trayas Adesha, so there is 3 and 3 remains as 3. Sujarthe Bahuvrihi. Trihi Dasha. Trihi is Sucha. 3 is 3 and Trihi is thrice. So 10 thrice, that is 3 times multiplied by 3 is 30. So, Atayeva Tridashaha. Tridasha is a name for the gods. Amara Nirjara Devas Tridasha Vibhudhasuraha. So, 30, actually 33, but Trihi Dasha Itena Tridashaha Iti Bahuvrihi Samasaha. Sujarthe Bahuvrihi Tatra Tri Shabdasya Trayasadeshaha Nabhavati. Ashita Utu Triashitihi. Ashiti Shabde Pare Api Trishabdasya Adeshaha Nasti, Trishitihi Iti Rupam. Prakshatad Ityeva. So even here, Prakshatad Iti Vaktavyam Iti Vartikam Atrapi Pravartate. Ataha Trishatam, Trigunitam Shatam. Trishatam, Atava. Shatat Purvam Eva Trayas Adeshaha. Trisahasram. Okay. So there is a question. Can Dva and Ashta not be covered by the earlier Yoga Vibhaga case where we just took R? Everything can be covered by that. An Mahataha can also be covered. So Yoga Vibhaga, as I said, is not Sarvatrika. You cannot apply it everywhere. Yoga Vibhaga is done only to satisfy a particular case. A very particular usage which we are not able to derive by the standard sutras, and if there is Shishta Pramana for that usage, it is a last resort. Okay, it is not a technique which we apply everywhere. It's only as a last resort to substantiate, because the purpose, final purpose of Vyakarana is to substantiate Shishta Prayogas. It is not to say this Prayoga is wrong. It is to say how Prayogas made by Shishtas can be treated as correct. So in that, a final result of doing that is Yoga Vibhaga, where you split a sutra and apply it to a case which is not specified by a sutra. But it will not apply anywhere, everywhere. So we have sutras which specify where there is Atma, and we have it. Okay, that is one question. And one Samadhana, the other one is, if you just do it by Atma, you will have to do it everywhere. You cannot specify a restriction or a Nishedha. Like abohuvrihyashityoho. You cannot do that. Aath just means you do it everywhere. So, for that, the particular sutras are what we use to do the karyas. Yoga Vibhaga is a very, very, very restricted application. Vibhasha chatvarimshat prabhutau sarvesham. So, this is the next one. Dhyashtana sankhyayam. Tres Trayaha. Okay, so there is Atva for Dvi and Ashtan, and there is Trayas for 3. Okay. Chatvarimshat Prabhratau. When I mean, from 40, Vibhasha. So both of these are in optional, that is Vikalpa. Okay. So Padatrayam Asti, Vibhasha, Chatvarim Shatruhutav Sarveshamiti. An Mahataha, Ityataha, At, Jashtanaha, Trestrayaha, Sarvamupyan Vartate. Jashtanoho, Trehecha, Praguptam, Vasyat, Chatvarim Shadada Upare. So starting from Chatvarim Shat, the Atva is Vikalpa. The Trayasadesha is also Vikalpa. Dvichatvarimshat, Dvachatvarimshat. Both forms are correct. Even though in usage, I mean, we are used to Dvichatvarimshat. That is what is given in, say, I mean, whenever somebody teaches. But Dvachatvarimshat is also correct. So is Dvichatvarimshat. In the first three, Dvadasha, Dvavimshatihi, Dvatrimshat, it has to be Dva. Okay. From 40, it can be either Dvi or Dva. Dvichatvarimshat, Dvachatvarimshat. Evam, Ashtachatvarimshat, Ashtachatvarimshat. Both are correct. So it is fine if we do the Dirgha in Chatvarimshat. But it is not correct if we use Ashtatrimshat or Ashtavimshatihi. Tatra Atvam Nityam Bhavati. Ashtadasha, Ashtavimshatihi, Ashtatrimshat. From 40, it can be either Ashtachatvarimshat or Ashtachatvarimshat. Trichatvarimshat, Trayashchatvarimshat. Ubhayamapi Sadhu. Okay. So Vibhasha Chatvarimshat Prabhutau Sarvesham Ityanena. So evam panchashat shashti saptati navatishu. So the same case in panchashat, dvipanchashat, dvapanchashat, or ashtapanchashat, ashtapanchashat, dvipanchashat, trayapanchashat. Shashti saptati navati. In left of ashiti, ashitau nabhavatyeva. So when followed by ashiti, there is no atva or trayas. And after 100, again we do not have it. So only when followed by these, 40, 50, 60, 70, 90, it is optional. 10, 20, 30, it is compulsory. Ekadishcha ekasya chaduk. Iti agrimam sutram. Ekadihi cha ekasya cha aduk. Iti pancha padani santi. Nalopo nanyaha ityataha, nanyaha iti anuvartate. Nabhyanapad ityataha, prakritya iti anuvartate. We have seen these sutras already. There is nai tatpurusha. So wherever there is nai tatpurusha, nalopo nanyaha, the nakara is deleted. Na dharmaha, it is stated. Nakara silope adharmaha, iti bhavati. There are a few cases where nakara is not deleted. So nabhran napadityataha prakritya. So nai prakritya bhavati. The nai remains as it is. The nakara is not deleted. That is why we have nabhrat, napad, etc. So tataha prakritya iti anuvartate. Ekadihi nai prakritya asyat. Ekasya cha atukagamashta. So there are two things which are told by this sutra. Ekadihi nai prakritya asyat. So when there is a nai samasa, and which is preceded by Eka, Nai Pratutya Asyat. The Nai will remain as it is, that is, the Nakara is not deleted. Okay. Eka Svita Adug Agamaha. And Eka gets an Agama called Adug. Adug Ityatra Aduk. So it is Adu is the Agama, and Kakara and Ukara get it Samya. So Nayaha Vimshatya Saha Samase Krate. Eka Shabdena Saha Tritiya Iti Yoga Vibhagat Samasaha Anunasika Vikalpaha. So the form he is giving here is Ekanna Vimshatihi Ekadna Vimshatihi. Ekat Na Vimshatihi Ekena Na Vimshatihi. Okay. Nayaha Vimshatya Saha Samasaha Na Vimshatihi. It is Samasaha. It is not 20. Ekena Na Vimshatihi. It is not 20 by 1. That is, it is 1 less than 20. Which means 19. Ekena na vimshatihi ityatra. There are three words. Eka na vimshati. So nai prakritya syad ityanena nakarasya lopaha nasti na vimshatihi. Eka ityasmat aduk iti agamaha. So eka at. Eka at na vimshatihi. So there is ekad na iti sthite. Yarona nasika anunasikova ityanena vikalpena anunasikaha. So if we have anunasika, it becomes ekanna vimshatihi. If we do not, we have ekadna vimshatihi. Both forms are correct. There is also the form ekona vimshatihi, which is correct. So una vimshatihi, ekena unam ekonam. So ekona vimshatihi, ekona vimshatihi. In the same sense, it is correct. But these forms are also there. Ekadna vimshatihi, ekadna vimshatihi. It appears quite frequently in Veda mantras. I do not know the mantra, but I've heard it. There is one popular mantra which has this. It has a series of numbers where it has ekanna vimshatihi and ekadna vimshatihi. Okay. Ekadhi cha ekasya cha aduk. Ad is the agama. Ekona vimshatihi ityarthaha. So the meaning is 19. Shasha utvam datru dasha dhasu uttara padadehe shtutvam cha. Dhasu veti vachyam. So there is an vartikas. Shashaha utvam. The word shashu gets utva. Ukara adecha. Datru dasha dhasu. Okay. When followed by datru, dasha and dha. Okay. So shashu gets utva. Is the first thing. Uttara padadehe tutvam cha. And the beginning of the Uttarapada, that is Datru Dasha Dha, that is Dakara or the Dhakara, it gets Tutva, that is it is converted to the Murdhanya. Dha, iti bhavati. Iti prathamam vartikam, dhasu veti vacham iti dvitiyam, tatpashyamaha. So, Datru Shabde, Dashan Shabde cha Uttarapade pare, Dha Pratyaye cha pare, Shashi Shabdasya Utvam. First part. Uttarakhandasya adehe dakarasya dhakarasya cha tutvam cha bhavati ityarthaha prathamasya vatikasya arthaha dha pratyaye pare shashaha utvam vasyat. So when followed by dha, there is an optional utva. Dhasu veti vachyam. So there are two separate vartikas. First one says shasha utvam datru dasha dhasu uttarapadadehe tutvam cha. Second says dhasu veti vachyam. Dha pratyaye pare shashaha utvam vasyat. So utva is optional. So is tutva optional or compulsory? There is a difference in view. Tutvam tu utva pakshe tadabhava pakshe cha purva vakyat nityameva iti kayataha. So kayata says tutva is compulsory. Whether it's only dhasu veti vachyam ityanena. Utva meva vikalpyate natu tutvam. So utva is vikalpa but tutva is compulsory according to kayata. Utva pakshe eva nityam tutvam iti haradattaha. So haradatta says utvam tutvam ubhayam api vikalpyate. So if there is utva, there is tutva. If there is no utva, there is no tutva is what he haradatta says. So you see the examples. Shodan is the first example. Shadu dantaha yasya iti bahuvrihi samasaha. So it refers to a child who has like six teeth has sprouted. So it is a particular age where a child is shodan. Shadu dantaha yasya iti bahuvrihau vayasi dantasya datru iti datradeshaha. So danta is replaced by datru by this sutra. So you have shashu datru. Okay. So datru ityatra rukaraha iti. So rukara gets it samya. So it is shashu datu. Now by this sutra we have utva. So it becomes shau datu. Gune krite sho datu. The dakara gets tutva. So it becomes dakara. So it becomes shodatu. Shodatu iti pratipadikam. Tasya prathamaika vachane shodan. There is numagama, etc. Like Bhagavat becomes Bhagavan, we have shodan. So shad datu, shau datu. So all this is by the vartika. Shasha utvam ityanena utvam. Uttarapadadehe tutvam ityanena tutvam. Shodatu iti pratipadikam. Prathamaika vachane shodan. Shodan shishuhu ityartha. Shodasha. So you have shatita dashacha or shadadikaha dasha. So 6 more than 10. So you have shashu dasha, sha u dasha, and then the da becomes da, so sha u dasha, sho dasha. Dha, dha is a pratyaya, which means say types. If they say there is dha pratyaya, sankhyayaha vidharthe dha. So on sankhyavachakas you have this dha, dvedha, tredha, etc. So there is shash dha. Sha u dha, shodha, and there is tutva, there is shodha. So in case of utva, there is tutva, so it becomes shodha. In six ways, ityartha, shodha vibhaktaha, split into six types, ityadi. Okay. Then there is also shadha, since utva is optional. Dhasu veti vachyam iti vartikena, utvam vikalpyate, so shash dha ityavasti, tasya jastve shadha iti bhavati. So kayatamate tu shadha. So according to kayata, tutva is compulsory, whether there is utva or not. So according to kayata, it will be shadha shodha, whereas according to haradatta, if there is utva, there is tutva, so it is shodha. In the absence of utva, there is no tutva, so it will be shadha shodha. Okay. So that is about the samasa ashraya vidhi, that is karyas which depend on a samasa. The atva, there is mahat, atva for mahat, for ashtan, for ekadasha, the eka, and then there is dvyashtanaha and trestrayaha, and the shasha utvam. So these are all karyas which depend on a tatpurusha samasa, that is uttarapada in a tatpurusha, we have it. So next is the subprakarana on lingas. How do we decide the linga in a tatpurusha samasa? Paraval lingam dvandva tatpurushayohu iti sadharanaha niyamaha. The general rule is paravat lingam dvandva tatpurushayohu. It's very obvious. Etayohu nama dvandva samase tatpurusha samase cha parapadasya iva lingam syat. The linga of the samastapada will be the same linga as the uttarapada. Kukkuta mayurya vime. Kukkutascha mayuri cha iti dvandvaha. So mayuri shabdasya strilingatvat kukkuta mayuryau ime yam ime imaha ime iti strilinge vivachane. So kukkuta mayuryau ime ityatra strilingatvam mayuri kukkutau imau mayuri cha kukkutaha cha iti yadi dvandva samasah kriyate tatra uttarapadam kukkutaha iti tasya pumstvat mayuri kukkutau iti pullinge bhavati mayuri kukkutau imau. So in the dvandva samasa, the linga will be the linga of the uttarapada. Similarly in atatpurusha, ardham pippalyaha ityasti ardham napumsakam ityanena samasaha. So ardham pippalyaha, pippali shabdasya strilingatvat ardha pippali iti strilinge bhavati. So by default paravallingam dvandva tatpurushayoho. Dvigu prapta panna alam purva gati samaseshu pratishedho vachyaha. So there is a nishedha for this. Paravallingam ityasya pratishedha vidyate. Dvigu prapta apanna alam purva gati samaseshu. Eteshu paravallingasya pratishedho vaktavyaha. So it will not be paravallinga. Dvigu samasaha. Panchasu kapalesha samskrataha. Pancha kapalaha. Purodhasaha. Sorry, it should be panchakapalaha. There is no atva here. The atva is by mistake. So it is panchakapalaha purodhasaha. So panchakapala ityatra kapala shabdaha napumsakalinge. So kapala is napumsaka, but still the samasta pada will be vishesha nigna. That is, it will depend on the vishesha. Yadi purodashaha, purodashaha ityasya pumsvat, pancha kapalaha purodashaha. You can also say pancha kapalam havihi. So if it is a visheshana to havish,
which is Napumsaka, it becomes Panchakapalam Havihi. So the Linga depends on the Visheshya. Dvigu Samase Paravallingam Nabhavati.
Okay.
Similarly, Prapta Apana. Praptaha Jivikam. Jivikam Praptaha. Prapta Jivikaha. Evam Apannaha Jivikam. He who has found a livelihood. Apanna Jivikaha. So in both these cases, Prapta Apanne se Dvitiyaya ityanena Samasaha. So that is why we have Prapta and Apanna as the Purvapada. So here also it depends on the Visheshya. So Prapta Jivikam. Iti yadiyasti tarhi prapta jivika iti bhavati apanna jivika iti. So it depends on the visheshya. Alam purva alam kumariyai alam kumarihi. He who is enough alam iti paryaptaha. So that who is correctly suitable for a kumari. Alam kumariyai iti arthe alam kumarihi iti samasaha. Atayeva gyapakat samasaha. There is no samasa vidhayaka sutra here. Because the chaturthi samasa, chaturthi tadarthartha balihita sukharakshitaihi, ityanena samasaha. So there is tadartha or artha shabda balihita sukharakshita. They are the only cases where we have chaturthi. And none of it applies here. So there is no samasa vidhayaka sutra. Atayeva gyapakat. So this itself, that is, alam purva iti uktatvadeva samasaha bhavati. Otherwise, we will not have any example for alam purva. Okay? There is no other example which you can find for alam purva samasa. There is no samasa. If there is no samasa, why did Panini include the word there? So, atayeva jnapaka, that itself reminds that samasa happens with alam shabda. So, alam kumaryai alam kumarihi. Atrapi pullingatvam. Yaha kumariyai alam. Saha alam kumarihi. Okay. So it is not strilinga, it becomes pullinga. Nishkaushambihi. Nishkrantaha kaushambhyaha. Niradayah krantadhyarthe panchamya iti samasaha. Gati samasaha. So this is an example of gati samasa. Kaushambhi iti strilinge. Kintu nishkaushambihi iti pullinge. So the linga. Paravallingam dvandvatatpurushayoho will not apply to these cases. Purvavad ashvavadavau. Yate agrivam sutram. Purvavad ashvavadavau. Ashvashta vadavacha. Yate dvandvasamasa. Vadava is a female horse, a mare. So ashvashta vadavacha iti dvandve. Paravallingam badhitva. Purvavallingarthamidam. So it should actually be strilinga. But it happens to be pullinga. Purvavallingam. That is ashvashabdasya lingam, tadevalingam bhavati. Ashvavadavau iti uktam. It shows that it is pullinga. Okay. Ashvashta vadavata iti dvandve. Paravallingam badhita purvalingartham idam. Dvivachanam atantram. Even though the sutra specifically says ashvavadavau, it does not mean that the sutra applies only in dvivachana. Even if there is bahuvachana, it will apply. So, ashvashcha vadavashcha iti bahuvachane samasepi ashvavadavaha iti bhavati. Ashvavadavau, ashvavadavan. He shows an example in dvitiya vibhakti. Because if you say ashvavadavaha, you cannot make out whether it is pullinga or strilinga. Ramaha, ramaha, ubhayatra samanam rupam. Ataha ashvavadavan, natvam tu pullinge eva bhavati. To show that this is pullinga, even in Bahuvachana, he has given Dvitiya Vibhakti. Also, Ashvavadavaihi, Tritiya Vibhakti. So, Sarvatra, Arthat, Dvivachaneva, Bahuvachaneva, Sarvatra, Purvavallingam, Arthat, Pumstvameva Bhavati, Natu, Paravallingam. Ratranhaha, Pumsi. Ratra Anha Ahaha. Pumsi. We already saw this, had a mention of this sutra. So, Ratra, Anha and Aha will always be in Pullinga. Ratri Shabda is Strilinga. And Anha, Ahan Shabda is Napumsakalinga. So, if we apply Paravallingam, it should have been Strilinga or Napumsaka. But, overruling all that, it says, Ratra, Anha, Aha, पुंसि रात्र अन्ह अह शुड बी पुल्लिंग एतदंतौ द्वंद्व तत्पुरुषौ पुंस्येव द्वंद्वं वा द्वंद्व समासो वा तत्पुरुष समासो वा इफ इट एंड्स इन रात्र अन्ह अह इट विल बी इन पुल्लिंग अनन्तरत्वात् परवल्लिङ्गतापवादोऽप्ययम् परत्वात् समाहारनपुंसकताम् बाधते. सो दिस् इस् एक्चुअली एन् अपवाद टु परवल्लिङ्गम् डैरेक्ट् एक्सेप्शन् अनन्तरत्वात् वी हाव् अनन्तरस्य विधिर्वा भवति प्रतिषेधो वा भवति. सो अपवाद विल् बी फार् द वन् विच् इस् इमीडियट्लि प्रिसीडिङ्ग् आर् फालोयिङ्ग् अनन्तरत्वात् परवल्लिङ्गतापवादः अयम्. सो दिस् इस् एन् एक्सेप्शन् टु परवल्लिङ्गम् द्वन्द्वतत्पुरुषयोः तथापि परत्वात् समाहार नपुंसकतां बाधते. देयर इज आल्सो ए रूल इन 141 आई थिंक सनपुंसकम व्हिच इज अ समाहार द्वंद्व और अ समाहार द्विगु विल बी नपुंसक. सो दिस वन विल ओवर रूल दट आल्सो परत्वात् समाहार नपुंसकतां बाधते. इवन दो इट इज अ डायरेक्ट एक्सेप्शन ओनली टू परवल्लिङ्गं द्वंद्वतत्पुरुषयोः it will also overrule sarapumsakam that is samahara napumsakata paratvat because this is a parasutra that rule sarapumsakam exists in 14 prathama adhyayase chaturtha pade tat sutram this is dvitiya adhyayase chaturtha padah atah paratvat samahara napumsakatam badhate aho ratrah iti udaharanam ahascha ratrishcha tayo samaharah day and night a group of day and night is dvandva dvanda samasaha samaharaha ante samahara dvandva. So overruling sanapumsakam we have pullinga so it becomes ahoratraha. So there is ratri and ahan ahan and ratri ratrehe purva bhagaha purva ratraha purvam ratrehe purva ratraha. So in both these cases अहस् सर्वैकदेश संख्यात पुण्याच्च रात्रेः इत्यनेन अच्च समासान्तः. सो वी हैव रात्र वन्स इट बिकम्स रात्र इट इज पुल्लिंग अहो रात्रः पूर्वरात्रः पूर्वाह्नः हाउ डू वी हैव पूर्वाह्नः एनीबडी कैन गिव द प्रक्रिया. Every class we counter something with ahan. Anhona etebhyaha and anhodantat. So purvam anhaha iti vigraha, the first part of the day ityarthe. राजा सखिभ्यश्च इत्यनेन टच् समासान्तः अह्नोन्न एतेभ्यः इत्यनेन अह्नादेशः. सो अहन् इज रिप्लेस्ड् बै अह्नः पूर्व अह्नः पूर्वाह्नः अह्नोदन्तात् इत्यनेन णत्वे पूर्वाह्नः. सो दिस् अह्नः इज रात्राह्नः पुंसि इत्यनेन पुंस्त्वं पूर्वाह्नः. एवं द्व्यहः द्वयोः अह्नोः समाहारः. सो द्वि अहन् स्थिते न संख्यादेश समाहारे इति अह्नादेश निषेधः. सो देर इज नो अह्नादेश. सो द्वि अहन् अ टच् तु भवति नस्तद्धिते इत्यनेन टिलोपे द्व्यः. अस्यापि रात्राह्नः पुंसि इत्यनेन पुंस्त्वं द्व्यः. संख्यापूर्वं रात्रं क्लीवम् इट् इस् अ लिङ्गानुशासन सूत्र not directly a panini sutra. Ratranaha pumsi is a sutra. Sankhyapurvam ratram klibam. So ratri, if it is preceded by a sankhya, it happens to be napumsaka. Overruling the pullinga, it becomes napumsaka. Dviratram dvayoho ratriyoho samaharaha dviratram. Evam trayanam ratrinam samaharaha triratram. Ganaratram. So why is ganaratra an example here? इट्स ए संख्यापूर्वं रात्रं क्लीबम् एनी ऐडिया एनीबडि Yes, Usha.
Gananam, Gananam, Samahara.
Ha, but how is it a Sankhyavachaka? It is Gananam Ratrinam Samaharaha is correct. That is the Samasa. And it says Sankhya Purvam Ratram Klibam. So how is Gana a Sankhya? There's a question.
Gana is group of the things, so that becomes Sankhya indirectly, no?
Yeah. It is. I mean, there is a sutra, yes, it's so. Bahu Gana Vatu Dati Sankhya Itiva Sutra Vasti. So the words Bahu Gana Vatu and Dati. So all of these are called Sankhya. It is an artificial Sankhya, Samya, which is given by Panini. So Gana is a Sankhya Vachaka because of that. Because it is treated as a Sankhya. So it means Bahu. Gana Shabdaha Bahu Pariyayaha. So Gana Nam Ratri Nam Samaharaha. So Bahavaha Ratraya. Bahvyaha Ratrayaha. So Tesham Samaharaha. Gana Ratram. So, a number of nights together. So, Sankhya Purvam Ratram Klibam. So, if it is Sankhya Purva, it is Napumsaka. Otherwise, it is Pullinga. Apatham Napumsakam. Okay, so Priya says that this rule is not in our book. It is not a rule, as in it is not a sutra. I don't know if it is within the sutra or not. Sankhya Purvam Ratram Klibam. It is not a sutra. Okay, it is a Linganishasana sutra. It is not in the Ashtadhyayi. So it may not be marked as bold or numbered in as a sutra in the book. But it should be included in within the Ratranhaha Pumsi. Under Ratranhaha Pumsi. So, apatham napumsakam, iti agrimam sutram. So, apatham, he gives a direct word saying apatham is napumsaka. Okay, so how is this apatham derived? Na panthaha, so that which is not a path. That is, there is no path. It is not classified as a, it is not fit to be called a path. So, na panthaha iti vigrahe, nai samase, Nayaha Nasya Lope. So there is Na Pathin. The Pratipadika for Panthaha is Pathin. Na Pathin. Nayaha Nasya Lope. So Nalopo Nanyaha Ityanena Nakarasya Lopaha. So there is A Pathin. Rukpur Abdhuh Pathamanakshe Iti Apratyaye. This is another Samasanta which we will see later. It's a general Samasanta. So the Pathin gets A as the Samasanta Pratyaya. So there is A Pathin A. Okay. So, patin ityatra nastadhite ityanena tilopaha. So, it becomes a patin a. And, a path a. In ityasya lopaha. So, a path a. Apatha shabdaha. Saha napumsakam ityarthaha. So, that word will be napumsaka. Panthaha patin shabda is pullinga. So, actually it should have been pullinga. Paravallingam ityanena. Apavadatvena apatham napumsakam iti diyate tatpurushaha ityeva tatpurusha samase eva apatham napumsakam anyatratu apatho deshaha avidyamanah panthaha yasya. So that country where there is no path, say an aranya or a country where there is absolutely no path, so avidyamanah panthaha yasya iti bahuvrihau apathaha deshaha. So it will be pullinga because it is a visheshanigdha. Depending on the visheshya, it will be pullinga, apathaha. Krita samasanta nirdeshat naiha apanthaha. So na panthaha iti vigraheva yadi samasantaha arthat apratyaha krutaha tatraiva napumsakatvam. Patho vibhasha ityanena samasanta vikalpaha. So samasanta is made optional by patho vibhasha. So if there is no samasanta, then there is no napumsakatva. Apanthaha iti pullinge eva. So, if there is samasanta, I mean, it is just the word which is given directly, apatham ityeva bhavati. So, in the last sutra in the linga prakarana is ardharchaha pumsi cha. Cha ityanena klibe. So, ardharchadayaha shabdaha pumsi klibe cha syuhu. So there is a class of words called Ardharcha Adigana, which starts with Ardharcha. So these words will be in both Pullinga and Napumsakalinga. Ardharcha Adaya Shabdaha Pumsikribeta Syuhu. Ardharcha Ardharcham. Iti Rupa Dvayam Api Bhavati. Ardham Ruchaha. Ruchaha Ardham. Half of a rick. Therthe Ardham Napumsakam Ityanena Samasaha. So Ardha Ruch Ityasti. Rukpurabdhu Patamana Chaya Ruk Ityasmat. Ach Iti Samasa. A Pratyantaha. It is not Ach. A Iti Samasantaha. So Ardha Ruch A. Yasti Ardharcha. So Rukshabda is Strilinga. Paravallingam ityanena stritve prapte anena pumstvam klibatvancha vidhiyate. Okay, so it can be ardharchaha or ardharcham. So this gana does not have only samasas. Okay, it also has other words. Dvajaha dvajam. Evam tirtha sharira mandapiyusha deha ankusha kalasha. So these are all words which are commonly found in both Pullinga and Napumsaka. You can say tirthaha tirtham. Shariraha shariram, dehaha deham, etc. So it is words which are in both lingas. So among them, ardharcha happens to be a samasa, so he took it up under samasas. Ardharchaha pumsicha. So this is the subprakarana on lingas related to tatpurusha samasa. So in tatpurusha, by default, it will be paravallinga. So there are a few exceptions as we have seen. Any questions? So next he starts the subprakarana on vachanas. So there are a few cases where there is a vachana vyatyaya, and that will be the end of tatpurusha. So there is also there is more on lingas, right? So in between there is vachana, and again he starts with lingas. Sorry. Anyway, there is a bit more left for tatpurusha. How to remember this bewildering variety? That is the major problem in samasas. Wherever you go in samasas, that is a huge problem. That is why you have to take it up section by section. As in, take it as lingas and all the sutras have some way where it is. I cannot remember it individually. As in, especially the Kaumudi Krama is a bit confusing because it goes on deviations, comes back, etc. So you should have just sections, within section what is it that is happening, and repetition. Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena tu siddhyati. Keep looking at least often so that you familiarize yourself with it and you can remember it at the right time. If you study it all at once, whether at the time of exam or even before it, it will be impossible to remember all this. It's true. So you have to work with it. Make tables of your own, make a section on samasantas, or put all the linga sutras together. So as you go on, the problem with the Kaumudi, it's not a problem. The intent of the Kaumudi is to put sections together. But which means that some linga sutras will be here, some linga sutras will be later in the Bahuvrihi Samasa, etc. So you can make small sections and then put them all together in the Ashtadhyayi Krama, and when you have a look at it, you will know what is happening. So that is one way. So there are different ways of approaching it. You have to try out all the ways so that you become familiar, and finally it will be possible to remember it. But definitely it requires practice, because there are many, many specific sutras. It is, if the sutras are general, it is easier to remember. So here also there are general sutras, but there are a lot of exceptions. So it does require a lot of revision to be able to remember. Munitraya namaskritya tarukti paribhavya cha vyakaran siddhanta kaumudiyam virachyate.